Blue Ink Press presents Call to Peace, A Survivor's Guide to Finding Peace and Healing After Domestic Abuse by Joy Forrest. Read by Lynn Albrecht Beeman. Preface. This book contains my own experience with domestic violence, as well as stories from precious survivors I have met over the years. In these accounts, names and identities have been changed, except for those of my children and the wonderful helpers God sent along the way. Without them, I am not sure we would have made it out, and I am forever grateful for their help. Please note that my intention in writing this book is to help people better understand the dynamics of domestic violence, not to bash my ex-husband. This happened over 20 years ago, and my children tell me he is different these days. The point of telling this story is to show how abuse progresses over time and to show that God can and will redeem any situation. Also, it is not my intent to criticize pastors or counselors whose counsel I share in this book. I fully understand how easy it is to be fooled by these situations. And one goal of the book is to show how tricky dealing with domestic violence can be, especially for those without specialized training. As you read, you will notice that I refer to victims and survivors as females and to perpetrators as males. Part of the reason for this is that my own experience has been working almost exclusively with female victims. This is not to deny female against male abuse. However, when it comes to physical domestic violence and injuries reported, statistics reveal that over 90% of perpetrators are male. Also, when it comes to counseling within the church, gender is an important topic because so many abusers use scripture as a tool to dominate their wives. In my own case, my misunderstanding of scripture kept me in a dangerous place for far too long, and I have seen many other women with the same struggle. This book is written primarily for women of faith who need to see God's heart for the oppressed and for those who desire to help them. For the sake of simplicity and to focus on my intended audience, I will use male pronouns to refer to offenders and female pronouns to refer to victims and survivors. I think it is important to note that while my healing came primarily through reading scripture and prayer, most of the women I work with on a daily basis need individual counseling. By the time I separated from my ex-husband for the final time, I had been a Christian for nearly 25 years, and I knew how to apply scripture to my life. Still, it was a very difficult path, and I did have some very wise friends who offered counsel. Two words of caution should apply when it comes to seeking counsel. First, be careful to choose a counselor who understands and has specific training on the dynamics of domestic abuse. Second, be sure the counseling methods they employ line up with God's truth as revealed in Scripture. My father was a Freudian psychologist, and his methods left me filled with despair. I tell folks all the time that God has brought me through supernatural cognitive behavioral therapy, as he taught me to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Living through abuse warps our thinking, so methods of focusing on renewing our minds are most effective. Applying his word and promises as a standard is powerful. Finally, I think I should mention that this book contains accounts of experiences that could possibly be triggers for those struggling with PTSD. I considered leaving some of these stories out, but in the end, I felt it was important to share them in order to give readers, especially those unfamiliar with the dynamics of abuse, a more accurate picture of the malicious nature of domestic violence. Being able to see the truth clearly, even when it's ugly, is important. While I personally know how unpleasant triggers can be, I don't believe that avoiding them indefinitely is the solution. In our support groups, we teach our ladies to use triggers as occasions to reprogram the faulty thinking patterns their abusers have instilled in them. Typically, behind fear and panic, we find untrue beliefs heightening the problem. Identifying deceptive thoughts and replacing them with truth is key to moving forward. However, this needs to happen slowly, as God gives grace. So if you find yourself overcome by emotion while you are reading, take frequent breaks. If you are worried about triggers, skip ahead to chapter 12 on Managing Your Emotions. Choose to apply truth to the negative thoughts that consume you and continue to read gradually. In counseling, I often ask counselors...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?